Start your mornings with radio's favorite morning team, Dennis and Tawny, and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
'Steve and Lou show or the Lou and Steve show, no matter how you call it, it's still Steve and Lou. All right, Nikki behind the glass, Chuck, Jefferson Airplane, Nikki.
Gracie.
Man.
Lou, dating ourselves.
Yeah, we are.
They were one hot group.
Yeah, out of California, that old San Francisco scene today.
What a great
show. Hi, Asbury, yep.
They really were wonderful.
Right? All right, the phone number here is 914-636-0110. And before I hand it over to Steve, he got a couple of things to say, but I want to say something. Number one, congratulations to Italy for winning the cup, the Euro Cup. Congratulations. Great game. Went on penalty shots at the end. I watched the whole game the other day, and so happy for Italy on that win, beating England. All right, the next thing I want to talk about, and I'm going to hand it to Steve after this, is, you know, I seen President Biden and on the TV, and he's talking about within a month, they're going to pull all the troops out from Afghanistan. I'm going to tell you my two cents about this, then I'm going to hand it to Steve. I'm happy and also sad. Thousands of people died. Thousands of people were injured in that war over the years. And that war started with Afghanistan against Russia, that the CIA was helping build tunnels in those mountains to put hearing devices and spying on Russia. The CIA was helping Russia years ago. And Russia, for years, was in war with Afghanistan. And it was a no-win war because of the terrain there, the loss of people, the loss of their soldiers, the loss of their military. For years they tried, they couldn't do it. So United States gets involved, we go there. So we've been there for 20 years, and thousands of people died. And what makes it so bittersweet for me, in a way, like I said, I'm happy and sad. The people died, and I just said that, the thousands of people died and got hurt. But within 6 months, everybody, I guarantee you, from 6 months to a year, ISIS and the Taliban are going to take over that whole country, control of that country, and whatever. That's what's wrong with this picture. If you leave that country empty, what they want to do, the Taliban and ISIS is going to run right over there. What they should do is put more sanctions on the bullets where they're coming from, which is Iran. Iran is the culprit in this whole Middle East. United States has to get off the coffee cotch plot of the United Nations there, get off their tushes, and they have to do something more sanctions against Iran. That's who's funding all these things, the bombings that happened in Israel the last couple of months here, all those bombings that the Palestinians did into Israel. That was all funded by Iran. Iran's rockets, Iran's technology. So that's what has to be in this country here. Steve?
The Afghan war was a terrible tragedy from the beginning. Of course, there was knowledge of those hiding places, you know, before the terrible events of 9/11. And there was not much any American leader was willing to do it. And I got to tell you, Lou, to the discredit of all professional American politicians, vyers for federal office, no one really had a plan before. If there was one, please call us 914-636-0110. We knew there were havens there. We know all the radicals of the world, the radical Islamists, diehard communists, haters of America, every possible enemy of American ways and American ideals found a home in that very primitive place, Afghanistan. I don't know if Biden has any alternative here, Lou. I, with you, have mixed feelings, but I think perhaps better than cutting and running, which this looks like. I wish there was some sort of national debate, an open debate, Lou, between Republicans and Democrats and other interest holders, citizens. Heaven forbid, average citizens should have an opinion here. Too often we wait for the opinion of experts. Look what they've gotten us in Afghanistan. And there's not a knock on any one party.
But, Steve, they're all to blame. What about another Kuwait? You get a group of forces like the NATO. What Bush 1 did, and
sure,
that was a great idea in Kuwait. It wasn't just United States people going in there,
of course,
in their country. He grouped about 10 or 15 different countries to go to Kuwait.
For sure.
That's exactly what should be done in Afghanistan right now.
But remember how we got started in Afghanistan. That was a joint effort, too, right, Lou?
Exactly.
Remember. And we had the cooperation of our Western European friends. What I remember distinctly was West German Air Force, or German Air Force at the
yes.
time, were patrolling the skies over the east. That's very touching to an American with my background to see that allies, even ones with troubled backgrounds with us, really pitched in. And I think that's a wonderful testament to the beauty of our alliances. But unfortunately, most experts will say invading Kuwait and later battles in Iraq even were easy, a piece of cake, so to speak, compared to Afghanistan, where, you know, it's got some of the hilliest regions in the world and the worst hiding places for bad guys. So I don't know if the answer is in increased military effort. Certainly better effort would have paid off. But I would say I don't look forward to our bases being overrun by these savages. And that's what the Taliban remnants and ISIS and the Al-Qaeda diehards are. And I don't think it's going to be a pretty picture. It's going to make us look bad. And in the end, Lou, I don't care what the American detractors, the critical race theorists, the diversity, equity, and inclusion advocates, I don't care what they say, the haters of America and the flag in Columbus. This nation leads the world in freedom. Unfortunately, right or wrong, we have to lead in the battle against the bad guys. And I'm afraid we can't leave this behind us, Lou. I think it's going to haunt us. There's got to be other ways to do this.
I agree with you, Stephen. Another thing is the other day in Cuba, the Cuban people are protesting in the street. Now, that was never done before because of Castro, when they kill people for that. Now they're protesting because of the virus. They want more technology, more vaccines into their country. So they stopped the internet, whatever internet these people had there, they stopped it automatically or whatever. And you have people on the left of the Democratic Party, like Bernie Sanders and his squad, praising Cuba and praising the Cuban government.
Hard to believe.
It's hard to believe. It's hard to look at this picture and say, what's wrong with this picture?
You know what my solution is? Send Donald Trump over. He's next door in Florida. Give him a free pass. He'll find a way to bring in some vaccinations and some battle-ready medical specialists, Lou, and turn that poor country around. Because if they rely on their primitive communistic system of chemistry, chemical development, and medical technology, and also delivery of services like we have in the United States in the system of capitalism, the Cuban people, sadly, are bound to fail, as they've been hurt in Venezuela and other, unfortunately, backward nations.
It's very sad when you hear these things that are going on, Steve. It's unbelievable.
It does. It reminds us how fortunate we are here, and when the crazed left is done beating ourselves up, maybe we'll go back and remember what a great force for positive change we were and have been and can be. Just get out of the way.
You know, so far what I've seen with Biden, with his foreign policy, I don't like it all. I don't like it all.
I agree with you completely. It seems to be aimless.
I think his foreign policy is really bad.
He seems to have no strong beliefs. It's easy as you go, except when it comes to environmental radicalism. I read today in the Epic News, it's Epic Times, which is an independent newspaper published in New York and distributed widely, the state of Nigeria, our best ally in Africa, biggest nation in Africa, is falling apart because of radical undermining ISIS and the rest, and we're trying to convince them that their number one enemy is climate change.
We'll be right back after this quick break.
And if you go chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call.
With world and national news, here is the latest update from Fox News Radio on 1460 WPOX.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. Authorities in Cuba restricting internet access after thousands of people protested food shortages and higher prices. The White House says the U.S. stands with the Cuban people.
We certainly, support the freedom of speech, the freedom of press, the freedom of when we believe they deserve to have access to the economic support, medical support, health supplies that many of them are asking for.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Health officials say Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine poses a small risk of a rare but potentially dangerous neurological reaction.
It's called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which the CDC has documented in about 100 people. It's considered rare because more than 13 million Americans have gotten the one-dose vaccine. The side effects were found mostly in men, many age 50 and older. The symptoms usually showed 2 weeks after the shot.
Fox's Gernal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Between the junk you've accumulated and purged and the waste generated from everyday living, you need to rely on your trash removal service to get the job done. You deserve honesty. You expect reliability. You need CRP Sanitation. Since 1979, CRP Sanitation has been the trash removal company homeowners, business owners, and contractors have depended on for honest, reliable service. No dispatchers in different locations who don't know you, no answering services. CRP employees answer the phones, and they know their customers by name. Communication is a key to their success. Communication with you. Other companies offer the world and never deliver. CRP Sanitation offers exactly what you get. Honesty, dependability, professionalism. Doing some remodeling? CRP Sanitation can estimate the weight and needs of a dumpster. And that means not paying more than you need or having to add additional services at additional costs. Not all trash companies are created equal. Family-owned. CRP Sanitation. Westchester's finest in sanitation. Call 592-4129. 592-4129.
Greetings. I'm the Reverend Dr. Stephen W. Pope, pastor of the Greater Centennial Amy Zion Church in Mount Vernon, New York, inviting you to join me right here every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. for Fresh Start with Pastor Pope. Start your day and your week off right with a word of encouragement and empowerment that will give you the positive start you need for a great week and the start of great things that we believe God is going to do in your life. Join us every Sunday for Fresh Start with Pastor Pope.
Now, WVOX traffic.
We still have that construction work in the left lane. This is the Sawmill River Parkway northbound between Taconic Parkway and Grant Street. You're also going to find them working in the southbound lanes on the Sawmill River Parkway between Sawmill Road and Cyrus Field. Over at the Hutchinson River Parkway, we're slowing down at about Wolf's Lane. And as you pass the Cross County Parkway, once again at Hutchinson Avenue. In the traffic center, I'm Lisa Rothman for 1460 WVOX.
everything you need to get started in the morning.
Every morning.
Good Morning Westchester with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody, and I'm told Billy's on the line, so let me get to Billy, then Chris is after him. So, Billy? Billy, are you there?
Yeah, Billy's here.
Hey, Billy, how you doing?
Good. I was listening to the radio. Thank you, speaker. How you guys doing? I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm agreeing. Our president did not seem very presidential and very unsure. Don't think he's taking the advice of his staff, and I think other countries, not so much even internally in us, our land, but I think other countries have even taken a closer look at him and watching his vulnerabilities and weaknesses.
I agree. Like I said, I don't like his foreign policy at all. With this whole Afghanistan thing, I would have did a little different. I would have tried to do like we did in Kuwait, what Bush 1 did in Kuwait. Put a coalition there together, keep their army pretty strong, try to build their army up, their people up or whatever. Because all those kids and kids, all those people that died and were injured there, it's sad to watch that in 6 months, these ISIS and the Taliban are going to take over that whole country again. It's almost guaranteed that's happening.
I agree, but there is something I got to say and give him the plus for it. Maybe this is all part of him trying to analyze things a little bit more, not to get us into a Vietnam or another situation where we're just in a long time war, and really no benefit comes out of it.
Well, this was a long time war already.
Sure,
it started in 81, I believe.
Sure, no, Billy, I think you're right to want to resist the Vietnam situation. Nobody wants that anymore. But unfortunately, Vietnam was relatively simple compared to this. Afghanistan, unfortunately, is no way that country, whatever results without the United States and our allies around, is going to be anything like even communist Vietnam that succeeded, the Vietnam of South and North Vietnam. That place at least was under the sway of a power, China or Russia. That at least was in, you might say, the community of nations. The problem with Afghanistan is the danger is it falling into anarchy, which nobody has any control over except these perhaps oil-fueled crazies like, Osama bin Laden and his successors. I don't know what the answer is, I said before, and I give Biden credit for wanting to resolve it, but I think in this example and the Nigeria situation I mentioned before, we're afraid to take the lead in the world. I think he's trying to please people at the United Nations, and we should be accepting that we are the world leader of the free people in the world, and we have to be willing to march alone, either helping Africa or helping our friends in Asia, even though we don't know what to do in Afghanistan. I know that answer is not here.
And I agree that if it was a different person, and I'm not saying it was Trump, but if it was a different person, a different president, it might take that stronger approach as we are the world leaders. Challenge us,
Absolutely.
And not to be like your chest, but we should have three or four key main leaders, and that's who should be, and it's probably Russia, China, and the U.S.
Absolutely.
And everybody else should fall suit. I mean, these small countries, everybody's got nuclear bombs. No one's really going to let a nuclear bomb off. I mean, let's call it what it is. If one small country lets off a nuclear bomb, the other country's going to let up a nuclear bomb. And before we know it, we have World War III, and everybody dies.
Yeah, so, I totally agree with you. But this president, Billy, but this president didn't do nothing knowing that China's building their nuclear capability bigger. And he did nothing about that at all, this president. He said nothing to China, and China is surpassing us now on all of this or whatever. And he did nothing. That's one thing I got to say about Trump. He might have had a lousy disposition, a lousy attitude with a lot of things. He had verbal diarrhea with a lot of things he said. But he knew foreign policy. He knew we got to keep our strength in our country, because if these people get too strong, they'll take advantage of us. And he knew that.
Isn't that amazing, Bill, that we're, and I agree with Lou here, and I think you would too to a degree, Trump, with very little background in diplomacy, never went to a school of government. You know, I don't know if he even went to civics class in grade school, but, you know, a crude guy, certainly by New York standards, but very smart and a knower of business. This guy knew how to deal with the basic day-to-day challenges in the world. Biden, to me, is at a loss, and nobody has a longer background in U.S. diplomacy and politics than Biden and his crowd. And I have to believe, folks, that this, what we're seeing now, is the influence of Obama and the globalists and the one-worlders who want to have nice, peaceful, you know, flowers and kindness ruling through the world, and it's not going to work. And I'm with you guys. One of you mentioned uniting Russia and China and the others together.
That was me, yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of differences with Russia, maybe twice as many with China. But you know what? I can't believe China or Russia, Lou, want to give up Afghanistan to anarchy. Even if we divide the country into four zones, Lou, imagine that, at least making the problem manageable. We can't leave things the mess it is.
We can't. And superpowers, even a few superpowers, are better than individuals.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the way, truly. I mean, just think about if we really merge technologies. I mean, we got the guy that that flew into space, and now in another year from now, you can if you have enough money, you can go fly into space, right?
Yes.
So we were the first in the country to do that. So, I mean, think about the, just simple things like that. What about really getting together and trying to solve the next COVID or Delta virus that's going to come again? Or just let's find something that really cures cancer. Really talking about, I'm not trying to be like, you know, step on a soapbox here, but think about it. If we really got together and merged technologies, not for the good of what country has it, but for the good of the world, think about what that could do.
Well, you need a deal maker, Lou. Imagine if Trump were here or another person other than the unfortunately without character and I'm afraid seemingly lost, mentally, President Biden. Maybe we go to China and say, look, we know something went wrong in Wuhan. We don't know what happened, but let's backpedal that for now. We've got a greater future danger here in leaving Afghanistan alone to the crazy Islamists. What can we do together with Russia and with Western Europe and Eastern Europe?
All right, Billy, thank you for the phone call.
You're welcome, guys. Love your program.
All right, thank you, Billy. Thank you so much. All right, let's get to the next call. Chris is on. Chris?
Hey, Stephen Lou, how do you do?
How you doing?
How you doing, fella?
All right, good. Now that I've been unmasked, I have to be careful.
You're unmasked.
I'm going to dig up my brass knuckles.
Let me ask you something. Are they going to make a movie about you? Remember they had some unmasking claimed under the Bush administration, and Valerie Plame, who just happened to be a rather, I think I can say this, Lou, an attractive female employee of the federal government. She was such a heroine to the diehard left that they did a film about her, and I think she was played by Sharon Stone.
I remember. But anyway, I think generally speaking, okay, we have to let these countries reach their own destiny, okay? That's the main thing. We could help them reach their destiny, but the idea of controlling the outcome, and I can't think of a war that we've been successful in doing that. You know, so I think that's really the strategy that we have.
Chris,
to, whatever you like.
Chris, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What about a coalition like Bush one did? Put a coalition in that country, help those people in that country, and build up their bases, build up their army, their military, so ISIS and the Taliban don't take over 6 months after the United States pulls out. What about putting a coalition together? You're not just risking our soldiers. You're putting the world together, and the UN needs to get off their tushes instead of being the coffee clutch that they are. How the UN is saying nothing about this?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you say we're the leader of the world, you know, that's we're in a very different world than we were. That you talk about Bushes and all of them. It's a very different world.
It is a different world. Chris, you want to hold on?
Yeah, I'll hold on.
All right, we'll be right back. Top of the hour.
Today.